Hello, my name is Anne. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, ma'am, I'm not. I have a question about the new federal mandate about the indoor visitation for nursing homes.
Okay, now we can't, ma'am, you would need to probably talk with the health department in your county. Because
there's an issue with that. The nursing home is in a separate county. They were telling me to call you.
Okay, well, ma'am, we are at a call center, so we cannot answer any questions dealing with that because we're not authorized, and then we're not the medical expertise. We don't have the medical expertise. Most of us are business people.
It's not medical expertise. It's the new federal mandate where President Biden said since all the nursing homes have been closed.
Yes, ma'am.
That they are supposed to reopen it for indoor visits instead of them standing outside waving through a window. My family member's in a nursing home. I was just told this morning that I can't call and make an appointment to get in there like the federal mandates because, oh, it has to be less than 10% in the county. And that's not right.
Yes, ma'am.
We're in the federal mandate where it says it has to be the county numbers, not the nursing home numbers.
Right, yes, ma'am. But it's like I said, it's nothing that we can do at this on our end here. You may want to try to call the state health department, and this is right now.
That's
me to you.
That's
me to you. Oh, Lord. I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody has answered this question, but apparently the nursing home does, and I think she's a liar. I think she's a straight liar.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry about that. But if we could do anything, we would really try to help you, but we cannot. We don't have, I hope you understand what I'm saying as well.
Yes, I do. But I mean, I don't know where else to turn other than call the president myself, and all that's going to do is get me on a list.
I know. Oh, Lord, that is a situation there, isn't it? Mm.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is my problem also. I'm thinking that the more I talk to somebody about this, the more I'm convinced that the lady in the nurse home is just a liar. Because people in the health department, they can't give me the answer, but she thinks she knows.
And
now,
so she's saying that you're not going to be able to visit.
She's saying, oh, no, you still can't visit. You have to look through a window because it has to be the only way you can do an indoor visit now through the new federal mandate that came out yesterday is if the county numbers are less than 10%.
Yes, ma'am.
And if y'all don't know that, then she sure as hell could not have known that.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. Oh, I'm sorry about that. I'm hoping that things will change real quickly so that you'll be able to see your relatives, ma'am, okay?
Yeah, over a year.
I know, but try to not get upset if you and just wait because you've waited this long. And so try to wait until, you can see them, and hopefully that will be very soon.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find a number that somebody can answer my question.
Yes, ma'am, but
I called the state health department, and that's who gave me your number.
Yeah, and see, this is more for, we are pre-registered people who are trying to get the COVID vaccination for the different counties.
Oh, well, good Lord, y'all aren't even close to the right people.
Now you understand.
Bless your heart.
But I hope you feel a little bit better, okay? And just relax for a minute, and you're going to get it done, okay? It's going to happen, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so hopefully you'll be able to see your relatives real soon.
All right, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling the COVID hotline. Enjoy your day. Bye.
You too.